Duke County Commissioner John Chatim says the attackers beat the clinical officer with sticks until he died on Monday. Chatim says police have arrested at least four suspects and the search continues for three other suspects who are on the run.
What happened is that some group of young men who came and killed a health worker in the health facility, they went and mobilized themselves, came and found the person in the health facility, beat him to death and ran. We have arrested four suspects and the rest are still on the run. We are not yet sure about the motive, but the investigations are ongoing.
Commissioner Chatim says the motive surrounding the murder are not clear and a police investigation is continuing.
The government is the one responsible for the law. If you have complaints, go through legal system and do not take law into your hands. We will make sure the rest who are on the run are arrested. They will be presented to court to explain themselves why they killed someone directly like that. The court will determine what will be done, if at all, they are found guilty.
Chatim says the victim was the only expert saving lives in the Duke Health Facility. He says county authorities are struggling to hire another health worker. Jonglei State Police Commissioner Major General Joseph Mayana Akon confirms police are investigating the killing.
An investigation is not done.
I think the investigation is going on.
They will bring us the case when they finish it.
Lual Mathiang, a cousin to the deceased, describes the victim was a dedicated doctor and a humble medical professional who was the only breadwinner in the family.
He normally take care of the family and especially the kid. He take them to schools and even the responsibility of his family. That the one in charge. We are appealing to the government of South Sudan. Such a thing should not be tolerated, and such a thing needs the government to intervene. Now this is the fourth accident. Now this is the fourth incident which happened in the country. It happened in Bintiu. A doctor was killed. It happened in Nakobo. Two doctors were killed. It happened now in Fajut. Other doctor lost. And the doctors are the asset of the community. They are asset of the country.
Mathiang is urging authorities to quickly bring the perpetrators to justice. He also is appealing to the government to protect health workers. Last week, a humanitarian worker who was a medical doctor with Care International in Akobo County was killed by unknown gunmen. No arrests were made. For VOA News, I am Dengaiding in Bor.